SearchSOA.com asks, what skills define the software architect? Hi, I'm Jack Vaughn, Editor-in-Chief with SearchSOA.com. Many corporations put their trust in the software architect today. This is a person holding a title that only came into broad use around 2001. The software architect seldom undergoes the kind of exam that other kinds of architects must pass. Does the title mean anything? Some folks are trying to make sure that it does. Among those is Leonard Feshkins, Vice President and Global Profession Lead at the Open Group. Prior to taking this role, Feshkins led the Worldwide Architecture Profession Office for HP Services at Hewlett-Packard. Feshkins agrees that the term software architect can be misused. Sometimes it is the kind of syndrome where an experienced developer just says, I'm good at what I do, so I deserve to be called an architect. But it is not about mastering the ways of the programmer. Software architecture is a qualitatively different skill, said Feshkins. Certainly the idea of architecture goes back further than 2001. Some markets birth with the appearance of a paper in the IBM Systems Journal on the IBM 360 project by the renowned Fred Brooks, Gene Amdahl, and Jerry Blau. In his work, Brooks discussed the idea of the software architect's role and the need to maintain the conceptual integrity of a solution as systems became bigger and bigger. At the end of the day, the processes that surrounded the IBM 360 became as vital as the vaunted system at the center. The IBM 360 was conceived as a product line with various capabilities and price points, but with a common programmatic approach. That thinking shows up in software architect processes today, such as the CMMI framework for product lines. Feshkins told us, the 360 paper defined architecture as the essential properties of something that make it what it is. Architects worry about the whole thing, he said. If you're going to be an architect, you need to have a sense of fitness for purpose. Now that's an old notion, but it plays out today. The architect must see beyond the individual domain. The architect must span domains, notably the domains of business and technology. They must span domains and have a good eye for what is essential. You can read about the architect most every day on SearchSOA.com.